Well, that sounds convincing, and I'm all ears, people, but I still feel that we're missing some kind of connection here. What proof do you have that links this baby born on earth to God of the heavens? I'm always looking for the obvious clues.
Like what?
Evidence, fingerprints, expert testimony.
Testimony, huh? Abigail, will you go get Michael, our sound engineer? Michael, and a bit of a history buff.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Last year, Michael's father didn't understand either, but he's a believer now.
Hi, Mrs. Evans. I heard everything from up there in the sound room.
Miss Vaughn, this is Michael.
Michael, do you know something about this?
Sure do. Last year, me and my dad had a few questions, kind of like you. So we started digging in the Old Testament for some answers, and we found some.
What, maybe five or six?
Try about 200.
200? Is that a fact?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Oh, do you know how many of those predictions came true?
No.
Every single one of them.
Wow, do you call them prophecies?
That's right, and each one was literally fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
Can you tell me about them?
This might surprise you, but we've got a song about them.
You can knock me over with a feather. You're not going to sing all 200, are you?
No, just some favorite Christmas songs.
The book of Isaiah is so very old, for there a virgin birth would be foretold. 700 years have gone by,
the promised one Emmanuel arrived.
The prophet Micah named the very town, and where the holy Christ shall would be found.
Prophecies are the proof. You know, I actually think I'm starting to solve this mystery.
Yes, you are, but there's still so much more to the mystery of the Christmas story.
What? What have I missed?
The mystery of God's love for every one of us.
Who would have thought that a baby in a manger would be a gift from the Father up above? Who would have thought that the world would change forever? But that's the mystery of the Father's gift of love.
Who would have thought that the Lord of all creation would come to earth
of the Father's gift of love. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, even before my
information here. More than enough facts, that's for sure. Well, Mrs. Evans, I need to get back to my desk and get to work. Best wishes on your pageant tomorrow night. I'll try to swing by if I can. Look for the article first thing Christmas morning. Thanks for all your help. Good night.
Good night. Hope we see you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas!
Well, kids, it's getting late and your parents are all waiting for you. Get a good night's sleep and be ready for our Christmas Eve pageant. Boys and girls, you all look fantastic. Now listen, everyone. Hurry and get into your places. The Christmas Eve pageant is about to begin.
Is the Jane Barn lady here?
I can't tell, but she's gone. So I've been hoping and praying she would.
Now this is how the baby Jesus came about. There was fences taken from the entire Roman world. Everyone went to their own city to register.
So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths, sent him in a manger,
manger because there was room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
"Fear not," the angel said. "I bring good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger.